Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tom O'Malley. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Dwyer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Juan Benitez. Batting seventh. The left fielder, John Shelby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Pardo. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Juan Bonilla. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott McGregor. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The left fielder, Lonnie Smith. Batting third. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Daryl Motley. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Steve Balboni. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Angel Salazar. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Scott Bankhead. And now, play ball. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley strikes out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley juggles the ball. That's an error on O'Malley. Smith moves to third. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Motley. Dwyer reaches second base with a double. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a pop-up towards first. Balboni settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Floyd Rayford now playing third base. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni hits a fly ball into left field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pardo moves to second. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford bunts towards the mound. Bankhead fields it and throws to first for the out. Pardo moves to third. Bonilla moves to second. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 1 in the game. Lacy takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pardo scores. Bonilla scores. Lacy moves to third. It's 2-0, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lacy tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Orioles. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Dwyer hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGregor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGregor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez is 0 for 1 in the game. Beniquez hits a fly ball into right field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 1 in the game. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bankhead fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pardo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Balboni scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pardo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 0 for 1 in the game. Motley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bonilla hits a fly ball into right field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0 for 0 in the game. Rayford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lacy hits a fly ball into right field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0 for 1 in the game. Balboni hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGregor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Balboni scoops it up and throws to first, with Bankhead covering, for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken strikes out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez is 0 for 2 in the game. Beniquez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 1 in the game. Salazar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Shelby. Salazar reaches second base with a double. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson bunts towards third. Rayford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Salazar moves to third. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Salazar scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Orioles. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 2 in the game. Shelby hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pardo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McRae moves to second. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 0-for-2 in the game. Motley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0-for-2 in the game. Balboni strikes out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. Pryor hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rayford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0-for-1 in the game. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lacy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Sundberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Osnow pitching. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Angel Salazar. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Sundberg moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson bunts in front of the plate. Pardo fields it and throws to first for the out. Sundberg moves to third. Horta moves to second. One out. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sundberg scores. Horta scores. It's Orioles, 3, Royals, 3. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McRae hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Buddy Biancalana now playing shortstop. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards first. Balboni scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ripken for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dwyer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Orioles. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez is 0-for-3 in the game. Beniquez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Biancalana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-3 in the game. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Balboni scoops it up and throws to first, with Bankhead covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Kingery pinch hits for Daryl Motley. Rick Dempsey now catching. Mike Kingery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingery hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn, who is chasing the ball. Kingery reaches third base with a triple. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0-for-3 in the game. Balboni hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kingery tags and scores. One out. It's Orioles, 4, Royals, 4. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-3 in the game. Pryor takes first base on ball 4. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sundberg takes first base on ball 4. Pryor moves to second. Nate Snell now pitching. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Buddy Biancalana. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Pryor moves to third. Sundberg moves to second. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Snell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Farr now pitching. Mike Kingery now playing right field. Greg Pryor now playing shortstop. Jamie Quirk now playing third base. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonilla bunts towards first. Balboni scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bonilla for the out. Dempsey moves to second. One out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0-for-2 in the game. Rayford strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Murray pinch hits for Lee Lacy. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Young now playing left field. John Shelby now playing right field. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. White takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McRae bunts towards the mound. Snell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Brad Havens now pitching. Mike Kingery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingery is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Kingery hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bonilla scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lynn strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez is 0-for-4 in the game. Beniquez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwyer moves to second. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-4 in the game. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Balboni scoops it up and throws to first, with far covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Odell Jones now pitching. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Balboni hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Beniquez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pryor for the out. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sundberg is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dempsey hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Quisenberry covering, for the out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0-for-3 in the game. Rayford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a pop-up towards third. Quirk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn moves to third. Ripken moves to second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dwyer is walked intentionally. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Beniquez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Pryor. Lynn scores. Ripken scores. Dwyer moves to third. It's 6-4, Orioles. Buddy Black now pitching. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 5 in the game. Shelby is hit by the pitch. Beniquez moves to second. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dempsey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Balboni settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwyer scores. Beniquez scores. Shelby moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-4, Orioles. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0 for 4 in the game. Rayford hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a fly ball into right field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Mike Kingery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingery is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Kingery hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae moves to second. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0 for 4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Balboni hits a line drive into right field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae moves to third. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to second for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.